We are reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, and the text is 31, and in verse 1. Please repeat. Brasyati anushamriti sitam. Brasyati anushamriti sitam.
Brasyati anushamriti sitam.
Jnana brahmsa smriti kshaye.
Jnana
brahmsa smriti kshaye.
Jnana brahmsa smriti kshaye.
Tadrodam kavya prabhu. Becomes destroyed. Anusmriti.
Anusmriti.
Constantly thinking.
Constantly thinking.
Sitam.
Sitam.
Consciousness.
Consciousness.
Jnana brahmsaha.
Jnana brahmsaha.
Bereft of real knowledge.
Bereft of real knowledge.
Smriti kshaye.
Smriti kshaye.
By the destruction of remembrance.
By the destruction of remembrance.
Tatrodam.
Tatrodam.
Choking the process.
Choking the process.
Kavya.
Kavya.
Great learned scholars.
Great learned scholars.
Prabhu.
Prabhu.
Have opinion.
Have opinion.
Atma.
Atma.
Of the soul.
Of the soul.
Avanavam.
Avanavam.
Destruction.
Destruction.
Atmana.
Atma.
Of the soul.
Of the soul.
The translation by His Divine Grace, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. When one deviates from his original consciousness, he loses the capacity to remember his previous position or recognize his present one. When remembrance is lost, all knowledge acquired is based on false foundation. When this occurs, learned scholars consider that the soul is lost. Purport by Sri Prabhupada. The living entity or the soul is ever existing and eternal. It cannot be lost, but learned scholars say that it is lost when actual knowledge is not working. That is the difference between animals and human beings. According to less intelligent philosophers, animals have no soul, but factually animals have souls. Due to the animals' gross ignorance, however, it appears that they have lost their souls. Without a soul, a body cannot move. That's the difference between a living body and a dead body. When the soul is out of the body is called dead. The soul is said to be lost when there is no proper knowledge exhibited, our original Krishna consciousness. Krishna, consciousness, because we part and parcel of Krishna. When this consciousness is misguided and one is put into the material atmosphere which pollutes the original consciousness, one thinks that he is a product of the material elements. This one loses his real remembrance of his position as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of God. Just as a man who sleeps forgets himself. In this way, when the activities of proper consciousness are checked, all the activities of the lost soul are performed on a false basis. At the present moment, human civilization is acting on a false platform of bodily identification. Therefore, it can be said that the people of the present age have lost their souls. And in this respect, they are not better than animals. Yeah, Sri Prabhupada is first already in the translation, is using the word destruction two times. In the first translation, that is smriti kshaye, that is mean by destruction of remembrance. And later on, in the word for word translation, he is using the same word, destruction, atmanaha, of apanava, and it is also and it means destruction. It is two times in this verse that means that it is very important. We all know when we come in Krishna consciousness, in contact, then finally, slowly by slowly, we are learning that we are not this body. And in the beginning, we are really convinced that we are a body. But slowly by slowly, when we are reading Sri Prabhupada's books and the devotees are starting to explain to us and we go to Srimad Bhagavatam classes, finally, we get some realization. And that's very important because that is what we need to know before we can go further. A few days ago, I had a guided tour, and there was only two couples. And one of the girls, she said, I prefer to the Buddhism because that is more, I think, liking to me, and it's better for my life to just believe in Buddhism. And I was asking her, what do you mean with believe in Buddhism? Now she said that you can believe that God is in nature. She said, yes, God is in nature, but maybe different than what you are thinking. So I was explaining, when we look at the mountains, Krishna says, I am the Himalayas. When we look in the garden and we see the flowers, Krishna says, from the flowers, I'm the rose. And Krishna is so giving so many examples from how we can see Krishna in nature. From the fish, I'm the shark. And from the animals, I'm the lion. Thus, when we understand actually that Krishna is everything and he's also in nature. But when people say, I believe in nature, they cannot actually come up with something that how they see the Lord in nature. The nature is beautiful and it is nice to go outside, special now, and it is becoming spring and everything is better. And when we ask the people, but who you think, who is doing all this? They don't know. Everything comes automatically by themselves because of the weather. But we is orchestrating the weather. They don't know. This is so much speculation in this material world. And Srila Prabhupada immediately already in the translation he is explaining here. When one deviates from his original consciousness, he loses the capacity to remember his previous position or recognize his present one. And our previous position was that we are in the spiritual world with Krishna and that we have forgotten. And that's very bad. Many years ago, I was visiting regularly a house for old people who are senile. I have to go there, and it was also one of my duties because my mother was there. And I have seen there what happened when we lose our knowledge and our memory. Because then actually we are acting like a fool. That sounds a little strong. But when an old lady or an old man start doing pee-pee in his pants again, and doing all kinds of things on the toilet and put the things on the wall because he want to paint with his stool, then you're really thinking, oh my God. But not the soul is lost here. No, the knowledge, the memory is lost. That's why these people has to be guided all the time. You cannot let them alone. Sometimes they go to the toilet and lock the door. And then they don't know how to open them anymore. And they start screaming and banging on the door. And then the nurse has to come and to find somebody to open the door. Because now they become also a little bit more intelligent, the nurse, that we don't lock the door anymore. But then people let the door open while they are doing their things. There is always that you have to keep an eye on these people. I had my mother for 7 months in my house. She lost her memory. And I was thinking, I have to take her in my house to take care of her. But I didn't realize, actually, that taking care of a person who lost his memory means 24 hours a day. And that's after some time that you hardly can do it. Because she is sleeping throughout the day when I was cooking and working and cleaning the house. And in the night, she woke up, dressed herself, opened the door, and she goes outside. And then it was dark outside. And then she was calling, police, police! Because she didn't know where she was. Just after 6-7 months, I was completely exhausted. I couldn't do it anymore. And that feels very bad. But on the other side, there are houses where people can stay. And that's very sad that we have to do that. But they are working for 6 or 8 hours, and then someone else is coming. Because in 24 hours, three different persons taking care of this person, then it is okay, then people can do it. Because you go home and you do other things. But when you are living 24 hours with a person who lost his memory, that's very, very difficult. And actually, we are in the same position. When we are not in contact with Krishna consciousness, we are also like lost souls. Prabhupada is explaining that here. We lose all our knowledge, and knowledge we need to come again in contact with Krishna consciousness. And to realize our original position, that we are a soul and that we are eternal. I remember 4 years ago, many years ago actually, 20, 25, 30 years ago, I had a near-death experience. And there I got already some little insight that we are not going to die. No way. Because I was still alive. And I saw everything what happened on the monitor. And I was thinking, so, that's good. But then you come out of this hospital, and then you have to realize it. And that was very difficult. It took me 10 years to realize, actually, that I was not a soul. I was looking in so many books to find. And there's so many people who has a near-death experience, but they all have different experience. But I want to know that death don't exist. Because when I was a small child, I couldn't believe that I was going to die. Because I was thinking that is a mistake. Then God made a mistake. First he created us, and then he kills us actually. He let us die. And I didn't want to die. But when we become older and we come in contact with Krishna consciousness and we read the philosophy and we practice the philosophy and we make it to our heart, then slowly by slowly we are thinking it will be good when after some time I have to die. Because I remember also my mother, even when she was senile, she wanted to die. In the hospital, they put some tube in her mouth for food because she couldn't eat herself anymore. She was 99 years old. It's very old. But on a certain point, she took out the tube because she didn't want to eat anymore. Even when maybe the body and the mind didn't know what happened after that, the soul giving her this intelligence to take it out and you stop eating. And then in 2 or 3 days she passed away. But for us, we are not going to do that, of course, because we cannot take our life by our own. but we are complete dependent on Krishna. In a few days, Mataji, Baba and myself, we are going to Spain, and the title of our seminar is Dying in Krishna Consciousness. A heavy topic. And first I was thinking, oh no, that's too difficult. But when we do some research, it is actually very nice. Because we read so many books and so many stories from devotees who passed away in such a glorious way. First of all, we had the experience, not physical, but what we can read from Srila Prabhupada, how he passed away. And he was for us, most of the time, the first one. And after Srila Prabhupada, so many other devotees passed away. And it was so many times such a beautiful experience to read these beautiful stories and also to see and to recognize the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, especially on the time of death. We shouldn't be afraid, but of course, fear is part of our life. We are fearful for so many things. And when fear is overtaking our consciousness, then there is pain, and then there is fear of death, and then so many other things happen to us. In Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada, this beautiful verse we all know, and it is Yam Yam Fabiswaram Bhavam Jajam Te Kalevaram Tam Tam Evaiti Kauteya Sadata Bhavata. In the translation, Srila Prabhupada said, "But every state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail." Material people don't believe that, because they are thinking we only live once, and that's why we have to enjoy. This world is meant for us to enjoy, and that's why its enjoyment is almost unlimited. But for the devotee who believes very strong in this statement of Krishna is explaining it to Arjuna, and Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he's making it even more clear. He said, I will read it. "The process of changing one's nature at a critical moment of death is here explained. A person who at the end of his life quits his body thinking of Krishna attains the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. But it is not true that a person who thinks of something other than Krishna attains the same transcendental state." Srila Prabhupada is making it very clear here. Many people are thinking, oh, when it is that easy, I just chant Hare Krishna when I go to die, and that will do the needful. But it is not that cheap. Because on the time of death, we need especially Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Krishna's mercy. And that is speak of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who will give us the mercy on the time of death to actually think of Krishna. And that is a whole process. We are practicing a whole lifetime, and many of the devotees are doing it already for many, many years and are very serious. And I have to continue doing so. I came a little later, but I'm still trying to keep up. Srila Prabhupada also explained here, this is a point we should note very carefully. How can one die in the proper state of mind? He is asking me this question. Maharaj Bharata, although a great personality, doth of a deer at the end of his life, and so, in his next life, he was transferred into the body of a deer. Although, as a deer, he remembered his past activities, he had to accept that animal body. Now, we can learn from this little part of the purport, which Srila Prabhupada is explaining, that even Maharaj Bharata, who was such an exalted person, he became a little deviated because he was doing his meditation in his bhajan. And one day, a mother deer came close to him, to his bhajan kutir, And she drowned in the river, but before that happened, she delivered a little baby deer. And Maharaj Bharat was taking care of this little baby deer. We should all have done the same, I think. I remember a few years ago, some car dropped a plastic bag out of the car. And when we opened the bag later on, there were five little kittens. You know, that's what people do in this material world. Also, a few years ago, I went to the glass container to put some glass inside. And we heard something in the container. And in the container, we were looking, because there was some noise there. And we were looking, and there was also a plastic bag with two little kittens. And we took out the plastic bag, and we were taking care of the kittens. Everyone should do that. But we should be very careful that we are not thinking, so now for the rest of my life, I will take care of the kittens and worship the kittens and forget Krishna. No, that's not what we have to do. Sri Prabhupada also said here, of course, one thought during the course of one's life accumulate to influence one thoughts at the moment of death. So this life creates one the next life. Thus our thoughts creating next life. And especially on the time of death, when we are thinking on the wrong things, we have to take birth again. And maybe we have to take birth in a body that we don't like to have. Sri Prabhupada continue here. If in one present life one lives in mode of goodness and always thinks of Krishna, it is possible for one to remember Krishna at the end of his life. That will help one be transferred to the transcendental nature of Krishna. If one is transcendentally absorbed in Krishna's service, then his next body will be transcendental, spiritual, not material. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the best process for successfully changing one's state of being and the end of one's life. And I'm very happy that we have a guest in the temple room. Welcome. I saw you chanting this morning, and I became jubilant, and I was saying, wow, he's chanting. He can change his life and become happy and eternal. Go back to Godhead when you continue doing so. And that is not only for the newcomers, but for all of us. We all have to die, and dying means that we have to leave behind this material body. I will read a beautiful story for you. I'm always into stories who are related to the topic. And I hope that you don't mind that I read this for you. It is a true story of courage and love. One walking down a path through some woods in Georgia, I saw a water puddle ahead on the path. I angled my direction to go around it on the path of the path that wasn't covered by water and mud. As I reached closely the puddle, I was suddenly attacked. Yet I did nothing, for the attack was so unpredictable and from a source of totally unexpected. I was startled as well as unhurt, despite having been struck 4 or 5 times already. I backed up a foot and my attacker stopped attacking me. Instead of attacking more, he hovered in the air ungracefully. A graceful butterfly. His wings came in front of me. Had I been hurt, I wouldn't have found it amusing. But I was unhurt. It was funny, and I was laughing. After all, I was being attacked by a butterfly. Having stopped laughing, I looked a little step forward. My attacker rushed me again. He rammed me in the chest with his head and body. striving over and over again with all his might, still to everything. For the second time, I did a step where my attacker relented in his attack. Yet again, I tried moving forward. My attacker charged me again. I was ranting the chest over and over again. I wasn't sure what to do now, other than to retreat or a third time. After all, it is just not every day that one is attacked by a butterfly. This time, though I stepped back several paces to look the situation over, my attacker moved back as well, to land on the ground. That's when I discovered why my attacker was charging me only moments earlier. He had a mate, and she was dying. She was beside the puddle where I landed. Sitting close beside her, he opened and closed his wings as if to fend her. I could only be beside her. I could only admire the love and courage of the butterfly in his concern for his mate. He had taken it upon himself to attack me for his mate's sake. Even though she was clearly dying and I was so large, he did so just to give her those extra few precious moments of life. Should I have been careless enough to step on her? No. I knew why and what he was fighting for. There was really only one option left for me. I carefully made my way around the puddle to the other side of the path, though it was only inches wide and extremely muddy. His courage in attacking something thousands of times larger and heavier than himself, just for his mate's safety, justified this. I couldn't do anything other than reward him by walking on the more difficult side of the muddy puddle. He had truly earned these moments to be with her, undisturbed. I left them in peace for those last few moments, cleaning the mud from my boots when I later reached my car. Since then, I've always tried to remember the courage of the butterfly. Whenever I see huge obstacles facing me, I use the butterfly's courage as an inspiration and to remind myself that good things are worth fighting for. This is a true story, and I found it in some book, and it is used with permission. And the lady said, it was a lady who wrote this and who had this book on full experience. We also sometimes have experience when we are around with people who are sick or going to die. And maybe not yet that happened to us, but in a few years we are called by somebody who's going to die. And maybe it is me, or maybe it is somebody else, we don't know. Yesterday I saw on Donovan, five devotees have passed away in a car accident. They are young people. It can happen to us every moment. But for the devotee, we know, we have the knowledge, and thanks to Srila Prabhupada who came to give us the knowledge that we are not this body, but that we are an eternal spiritual soul, eternally actually contact with the Lord, in contact with the Lord. And we have to start realizing that we can again renew our relationship with the Lord, who is our eternal friend. I will stop here because it is almost time and I will not go over not 1 second to get in trouble. Is there anybody who wants to give a comment or have a question? Please do so.
I had an experience a while back where I had a dream, and in the dream I met death personified at a party, and I was actually I was thinking, it's like, okay, I'm ready, I'm coming, I'm not afraid, but first my spiritual master should be here, you know. And I was looking all around and I didn't see him anywhere. And then I started to really panic in the dream and, you know, think, okay, I'm not ready, because somehow he should be here at the time of death. So when I woke up, I was thinking that it must be important to be able to actually invoke the presence of the spiritual master at the time of death somehow. I was wondering if you could comment on that, rather than just expect that, you know, that they're going to be there and deliver you. Can you comment something?
Makitita Maharaj is giving such a beautiful examples how we have to welcome death as a person. And he knows, because he's sent by Krishna, he knows when he has to come. And maybe you are thinking that you are ready, and maybe still we have to go to some purification. And this is also when you are thinking, first the Spirit Master has to come, but your Spirit Master is always with you, because you follow him very faithfully. And that's why I always meet you, even when he's not on the planet anymore. But he will be there to pick you up. Did I tell you the story when my husband passed away? That Srila Prabhupada came? He had never saw Srila Prabhupada in his whole life. But Prabhupada found him interesting enough to come. And my husband was not initiated, but he was very inspired by Dharmakrishna Maharaj, who was still on the planet, of course, in 1993. And Prabhupada was so kind. He was bringing Dharmakrishna Maharaj to his bedside. He was not initiated, but Prabhupada found it important enough to do that for him. Because Krishna knows the desire of my husband. And he also knew that it was too late now, because he was going to die 2 days after. Can you imagine? What a mercy! We can all hope for this mercy to get from Krishna on the time that we need it the most. But we have to be open to receive the gift. And that is also a gift. Can that help a little bit? Thank you very much. It is exactly 8:45. Hare Krishna, have a nice day. See you later. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.